don't know which way to go. Oh no, oh no, no, I don't know. I'm gonna find my home. Oh no, I don't know. I'm gonna find my home. I don't know which way to go. Oh no, oh no, no, I don't know. Who knows, I don't know which way to go, which road, which road, which way, I don't know, how long, I'm lost and I don't know, which road, how am I gonna get home? I don't know, oh no, I don't know which way, I don't know, I don't know which way to go. Oh no, oh no, no, I don't know. Where am I gonna lay my bones? Oh no, I don't know. Where am I gonna lay my bones? I don't know which way to go. Oh no, oh no, no, I don't know. Who knows, who knows? I don't know which way to go, which road, which road, which way, I don't know. How long I'm lost and I don't know which road, which road. How am I gonna get home? Which way, I don't know. Oh no, I don't know. Which way, I don't know. I don't know which way to go. Oh no, 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 I don't know.
A one, two, a one, two. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Ooh, if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Ooh, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Ooh, ooh, ooh. got a bell, and I've got a song to sing all over this land. It's a hammer of justice, it's a bell of freedom, it's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
I am lighting our chalice this morning to celebrate all the experiences of our week together. The learning, the singing, the hugging, the community we created. May this chalice warm and enlighten us during these final minutes together. And it has flickered all week long on the same battery. You have a song sheet that was handed to you on your way in. I know most of you know this song. For those who don't know it, that's the reason for the paper. A couple of alerts. If you want to sing the low part, you're welcome to do that. If you want to sing the high part, do that. I learned a long time ago that there is no genderness to this. The other reminder is that there is no break from one verse to the next. So those who are singing the low part need to jump right in. So, I would invite you to stand as you are willing or able, and we will sing together. Yes. From our separate lives, from different congregations, we came. We brought our distinct joys and private sorrows. We brought our unique insights and personal convictions. We came. We came to make a common life at this crossroads of our paths, to expand our joys, and share our burdens of the sorrows we carry, to deepen our insights and announce our convictions. We came. We came and we wove the threads of our lives into the whole cloth of this intentional community. In this time together, we celebrate the weaving we created. Unfortunately, now it is time for our leave-taking. So welcome to this closing celebration of SI 2014. And part of that celebration, oh, they're there already. I'm sorry. Our children's choir.
When we sleep, when
Next up is your SI Planning Committee. I think that's you, to start with, anyway.
Took me a minute.
That's all right.
We still have those. Okay. And several announcements have appeared up here.
Okay.
Good luck.
We're going to do the announcements first, get them out of the way. We still have a lost blue USB drive here, and a pair of pretty styling shades. So they're not mine. I've lost other things, but not those things. We are also missing some hymnals. There are two gray hymnals labeled East Suburban UU Church. Okay, we really need those back. There's another sign here that says we are missing three hymnals. Okay, we found one, so that's taken care of. But two hymnals that say East Suburban UU Church. So please look for those. There is new soggy stuff in the Lost and Found this morning. That's at Conference Services Information Center, unless I hear otherwise. A lot of Lost and Found, some of it soggy, quite soggy, very soggy. Okay, hopefully that's on the bottom or on the side. Okay, a little iffy on the writing here, but despite a few communications glitches this year, Nola Crutch was able to raise $30 for her mini Reiki sessions, which were given to the scholarship fund in gratitude for the SI experience. Is my worthy opponent here? Joel. Where is Joel? We raised $137 last night. Okay, the Oberlin UU Fellowship, SI photo, immediately after the closing ceremony in front of the church here. Okay, also after the ceremony, please pick up your church banners. They will be in that side of the lobby after the ceremony. There are raffle items on the table here. For youth, if there are any of you who are up at this hour, you need to have a youth panel member check your room, please, before you check out. I just saw Joel in the back. He's skulking around. Okay. There he is. Don't think you can sneak. Don't think you can hide. I'd like to thank a few people who have not been thanked yet. Where did Joe Schaefer go? There he is. The brains behind the children choir, the director of the children choir. Please stand up. Stand up. We need to acknowledge the Reverend Rod Thompson and his... And we need to acknowledge some SIPC members who are leaving the committee. Allison Fagan. You can stay up for a second. Allison is an organizational dynamo. I ain't. So to the extent that this was well organized, a lot of the credit goes there. Thank you. Andy Frams. Yeah. that. Andy is our jack of all trades, musician, youth expert, and Oberlin connection. I don't think Ken Kuhm is here because of family issues, but Ken, it's his sixth year on the committee. A sucker for punishment like that, I don't think we're going to find again. He is a tireless worker bee. If you see him, his email should be in the directory. Let him know that you appreciate his work. Heading up the youth panel next year, the fully fledged adult Nathan Staples. If he's here. Elizabeth Riley, is she here? Okay. There are people who are doing important work right now and can't be here. Chrissy Brannon is the young adult chair for next year. Also next year, mark on your calendars, please, July 12 through 18, 2015, here. Our theme speaker will be my friend, the Reverend Abhi Janamanchi. He serves Cedar Lane UU in Bethesda, Maryland. He will be speaking on spirituality, mindfulness, and practicing loving kindness. He will be drawing upon Hindu and Buddhist wisdom from the liberal Brahma Samaj movement. There will be more information on the website, so please stay tuned. And I would like to ask the chair of next year's Summer Institute, Scott Pifo, to come forward.
Thank you, Alan. One thing I want to announce first is that my co-chair and the chair designate for 2016 will be Liz Bright. There will be other additions to the SIPC. We're going to announce those on social media when people have made up their minds. They've seen what this is like, and so, yeah, they have to wait and think about it. Jessica Chrisman, could you please come forward? Jessica has an assistant, Irene, first assistant, partner mostly, who has managed to remain more incognito than Jessica has. She can't be here today, but we have something in appreciation for both of them. When we left Kenyon, let me just say that we were hoping that our relationship with the staff and especially our liaison in the new campus would be better. We didn't get better, we got awesome. So I have something for each of them, and I have a card that wrote out where I wrote out my thoughts. But spoiler alert, to me, what made it so special is not just their professionalism, not just their unflappability, their constant cheerfulness. It was the time they took to get to know our community. They got us, and that's what made this work. Okay, Alan. Alan was our shepherd through this journey from Kenyon to Oberlin. It was his calm leadership that kept this moving through just, okay, I will say it from a church pulpit, a hell of a year. And so we have some things for Alan. Because he was the one who brought us here, and because there is a certain consistency in the style of his wardrobe, say, an athletic consistency, we start with if you know Alan, you know his favorite activity at SI is signed by members of the SIPC, the YP, and some of the other staff here, the other SI staff. And if you really know Alan, you know his second favorite activity is treating his friends to his world-famous margaritas. So we got for him, this is the good stuff. There's one other thank you I feel compelled to give, and it's a thank you I can't really do with a card or a t-shirt. Thank you, SI community. When we announced that we had made the decision to leave Kenyon, our home for over 10 years, a place with many sights and sounds that remind us all of the community that is SI, we expected fear. We expected skepticism. We expected maybe questioning of motives or was this really necessary? And all we got was support and loving kindness. All of the feedback was, it's unfortunate. We trust you that this is what had to happen. And we're excited about the move. And the more we put out about this, we got that, more excitement and only excitement. When our original designated theme speaker, Issei Barnwell, had to cancel because of health reasons, we knew there was disappointment, and there was disappointment. The overwhelming message we got back was, thank you for finding somebody else. Rabbi Horowitz will be awesome. And he was. But it was also clear from your reaction that whatever we had been able to do, you would have said, we support you. We support you with loving kindness. Here at Oberlin, through the shortage of air conditioning, the problems with program spaces, locked doors that were supposed to be open and open doors that were supposed to be locked, and electrical problems and plumbing problems, and the cafeteria being unclear on just how much coffee a community can consume. Between the texts and the phone calls as the liaison, I can tell you it was well over 50 concerns that I fielded. I just to give you an idea of what my week was, I want to play you the ringtone I adopted.
I need somebody, not just anybody.
With love, of course. But everyone who contacted me was patient and kind, or if they were a little impatient, they tried to be kind. And if they were maybe not quite so kind, I'm sure later they felt I should have been kinder. But the overwhelming theme was trust and loving kindness. A special couple of shout outs to a couple of our communities within the community. To the youth community, there were many changes in the youth community this year. Some of them involved some very difficult choices. Some of them involved changing things that had been done for years. You absorbed those changes with grace. You administered your program with fairness, love, and integrity. I personally thank you, and I thank you on behalf of the SIPC. You also gave us an amazing service with a three-part singing thing that I did not think possibly could work until it did. An amazing performance at Hales. And the most important thing the most important service that you provide is upsetting the adult community in a good way. This year, you upset the adult community with the specter of getting religion at a church camp, which is no mean feat. To the young adult community, you were more integrated, more visible, more fun for the rest of the community than at any SI I have ever seen. There were young adults playing Ready, Set, Go this week. How awesome is that? Things happened for two reasons. This was special. This was kind of an amping of the magic as far as I was concerned for two reasons. One is we had an amazing community space. You know, we were more together physically than we ever have been at Kenyon. But what made it work was the way you all filled the space. The way you stepped up and said, wow, look at this. Look at who I see. Look at what I can do. Look at what happens when we go out of our dorms and form a circle of chairs and wave to our neighbors and jump up and make bubbles and paint sidewalks. That's what made this a more integrated community than I ever remember, and that was the most special memory that I will take back from this SI. I look forward to leading you into 2015. I look forward to part of that leading, meaning that I don't have to change venues. I look forward to receiving the loving kindness that we have received, receiving the support and trust that we have received all these many months. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You know, it's funny, despite all the joy in this room and the laughter and everything, I still need to remind myself that I'm surrounded by love. I still need to remind myself how much love is in this moment. And I'd like us all just to take a moment to create love. At our church, every Thursday evening, we have a sacred song circle, and Saunas Parson leads the troops in stimulating the sacula. And feel free to ask her about that sometime. And the theory goes that there's this some sort of primitive gland or something called a sacula that when we sing together in a big circle, that it stimulates the sacula and it heals us and it heals the room and it heals the whole world. And I'd like to invite us one more time before we go to sing together as a sacred song circle. And before I ask you to rise as you're willing and able, I'm gonna teach you this song. It goes like this.
Love grows right now when I smile with you. Our hearts expand in the light of this room. These eyes are widening eyes, and I know this voice defines the cries of my soul. My heart is truly beginning to bloom.
Spencer will show you how it's done.
Love grows right now when I smile with you. Our hearts expand in the light of this room. These eyes are widening eyes, and I know this voice defines the cries of my soul. My heart is truly beginning to bloom.
Let's Spence. That's beautiful. Thank you. Let Spencer and I sing it together once, and then I'll ask you to join.
Love grows right now when I smile with you. Our hearts expand in the light of this room. These eyes are widening eyes, and I know this voice defines the cries of my soul. My heart is truly beginning to bloom. My heart is truly beginning to bloom.
I'd like to ask the congregation to rise as you're willing and able and spread out a little bit so you have some space. In order for the heart to bloom, we need just a little bit of space to open up. Here we go. And by the way, you don't have to sing the melody. Feel free to sing any kind of harmony that you come up with. Two, one, two, ready, go. One thing about the sacula, it's important that you not worry about whether you're singing in tune or not. More important is that you sing nice and loud. And also stay with the beat, don't let it drag. Spencer, lead us. Two, ready, and go.
Love grows right now when I smile with you. Our hearts expand in the light of this room. These eyes are widening eyes, and I know this voice defines the cries of my soul. My heart is truly
My heart is truly
beginning to bloom.
To our separate lives, to our separate congregations, we return. To our distinct joys and private sorrows, we return. To our unique insights and personal convictions, we return. While we were here, we wove the threads of our lives into the whole cloth of this intentional community. Now we must loosen those bonds. Now we must say our goodbyes. Now our close bonds must become long distance ones. For now we must say our goodbyes. So be it. Blessed be, and amen. And as we sang the saints in, we are going to sing the saints out. Okay? There's the first verse. Well, it was. Okay? Whenever you are ready, maestro. Yep. Look, play it through once. Play it through once.
One, two, three.